escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever seen a 30-year radio veteran unable to put on a pair of headsets?
You were struggling there for a minute.
I mean, they were all like pushed up and curled up. I don't know what the hell was happening.
It's like I was grabbing your hair.
Yeah, I could not get it to like sit right on my ear.
It was almost sensual.
Weird. Well, I don't know about sensual.
I said almost.
Okay. I think you're still thinking about Sidney Sweeney.
Hey, you had to throw around that word, and I just... I had to take a shot back.
What word?
The fetish word.
Oh, that word.
Yeah, that word.
That F word.
Yeah, that F word.
The F word we're allowed to say on the radio?
That's one of them, yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. So, just finishing up on the Jackson Dart Giants thing. Jackson Dart obviously has looked the part.
I'm worried.
I mean, you know, he scrambled and moved up in the pocket and threw a strike to a wide-open guy in the flat. I mean, again, it's a pass you got to make, but still impressive when you're on the move. The touchdown that he had, or that he threw, that I saw, I don't... did he have two touchdowns? I can't remember.
He did.
Okay, so the one was thrown actually behind the receiver, so they got kind of lucky in that spot. I think that one is... I think coming up on the screen now.
Yes,
or
it is, because it was zero. I watched this one live. And this is the play that made me go, they might have something.
There it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Just
now,
behind
it's
the side
not
end.
Terribly behind him, but it is behind him enough. Literally on cue. How about that? But it is behind, right? And sometimes a quarterback is going to get away with that. And sometimes he's not.
That's true.
And it's a razor thin difference in the NFL. Razor thin. And
Brian Daboll was looking at him like, I found him. I got mine.
The question becomes, right, now, if the Giants can find a way to win against the Commanders in week one in Landover.
Athan keeps telling me.
Athan has been, he's not picking the Giants straight up to win. I think he's
picking them to cover the number.
He's picked them to cover the number all offseason long. And I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong at all. I would say this, if the Giants can find a way to win, that's probably bad news for Jackson Dart, essentially, right? Because assuming that Russell Wilson plays decently enough or good enough, if they win and somehow they can sustain that momentum a little bit, and not be 0-4, like if they're 0-4 to start the year, I don't even know if Jackson Dart is the guy at that point, right? I mean, do you go straight to Jackson Dart instead of Jameis Winston?
Yeah. If you're 0-4, yeah. If you're 0-4, you might as well. Okay. And they, the Giants have been, I don't know, something's going, like the, they're not giving Jameis a fair shake. But who knows? He might be trade bait for something that might happen here coming up in the next few weeks.
That's fair. Like, I mean, Jameis doesn't seem to be that bothered by it. He seems to be having fun.
Jameis is always having fun. Right. He's made his money. He knows he's going to go do media when he rides off into the sunset eventually.
I mean, he's going to be great.
And he's going to make a boatload of money. Yeah. Jameis is fine.
Yeah, he's going to be great on television. Well, I shouldn't say he's going to be great. He's going to be funny on television.
He's going to be great on television.
He's going to be basically like a different version of Charles Barkley, right? You know, more comedian, less analyst.
Yeah.
You know, Charles doesn't say anything important.
Asking him for picks, but other than that.
Yeah. So the Giants are 3-0 in the preseason.
They sure are.
They open, obviously, here against the Commanders, if my NFL GSIS schedule would load instead of constantly being stuck on loading on my phone. It would be very much appreciated. Of course, it's still loading right now, so I don't know. I don't remember who they have in week two, but the point
that
being
would be the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football.
No. That's the Commanders.
Oh, you're talking about the Giants.
Yeah, the G-Men.
I kind of want to say, for whatever reason, that it's another divisional game.
Is it Dallas on a Sunday night?
That's
what it's saying.
That's from my memory, that is what sounds the most right.
Okay. So here's why the NFL Jesus thing wasn't working. Because I wasn't apparently signed in, which I know I was. Yeah, the Giants were 3-0 in the preseason. They play at the Commanders at Dallas. It's not a Sunday night.
1:00.
It's Sunday afternoon. And then the Chiefs at home, followed by the Chargers at home. That is not an easy schedule.
Well, and then they got the Saints the next week, so they're doing all right.
They get a theoretical bye then, but...
Oh, my God. Then they play the Eagles, Broncos, and the Eagles again.
But they could be 0-4, or they could be 2-0 going into Kansas City.
They could be 1-7 going into
Right, but they
November.
But they could be 2-0, right? Dallas right now is a mess. We don't know what to expect out of Dak. Micah, obviously, is threatening holy war.
Yes, he is.
You know, the Commanders, who knows what the situation might be.
Never know.
You know, we don't want to play anybody to, God forbid, get them ready to play football. We act like practices are the same exact thing as games when they're not. That being said, it'll be interesting to see how the Giants start off this year because, you know, there's a ton of heat against Dable and Shane, right? Usually when they say you have multiple quarterbacks, you don't have any. Dart has looked more than the part in every one of these three games. Hey, wait, that rhymes. Dart is the part. In every one of these three games. But I go back to his college career. He always had talent. He always had the ability to make plays, but he was inconsistent. He was all over the place. Not all over the place in terms of accuracy, all over the place in terms of hot and cold and kind of, I don't know, just whenever I would see Jackson Dart, he would be throwing darts 1 minute and then laying farts. Anyway.
Sure.
Too much of a weird attempt to rhyme. But anyway, you get the point. But did anybody see this video that Max and I were talking about after the game? All three of them mean mugging for the camera, doing their win thing and biting their fingers thing, and there's no Russell Wilson. I mean... No Russell Wilson to be found. Now, that could, it could be just, hey, man, you know, Russ had to sign some autographs.
Russ had to go home a little early.
Russ had to, you know, check in with Ciara.
By the way, for anybody who has no idea what we're referencing, here's the sound.
Hey, I'm just saying, they call us the Three Amigos. But somebody had the hat trick today. We turned up and we got the Young Bucks and we eat W's with the Young Bucks. You know what time it is. Go Big Blue. We turn it up. We send this thing out. Way yeah, they running away. The Three Amigos, the Three Tutties. Good night.
I love Jameis.
Jameis Winston, Tommy Cutlets, and Jackson Dart. The Three Amigos. We're turning it up. We're eating W's.
Just incredible.
And no W. No Wilson. How about
hey,
that?
Man, Tommy DeVito,
they could have had
all the W
four
they
W's.
Needed.
They could have, see if they would have played four preseason games like they used to.
It's true.
Maybe you see where I'm coming from. All right. Anyway, we'll take a time. We'll take a timeout right here on the Team 980. JP Flame, 1/4 of the sports junkies, will join us. You listen to them, of course, hopefully, every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, right here on the Team 980 and elsewhere. He's got a new book out on the turnaround of the Washington Commanders. It's called Faith Restored. We'll ask him about it next and tell you how to get it as well. We're live on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Brian Robinson traded to the San Francisco 49ers for a sixth-round pick in 2026. Again, I think if you missed the first hour, I think a real good trade for the Commanders. They got something for a guy that they were going to cut in a couple of days. If they got nothing, that's number one. They got a true sixth-round pick. That's two. Thought it would be a conditional. And three, they got it in 2026, not in 2027, which, again, believe it or not, big deal. Big deal. All right, while we await JP from the Junkies to join us, he was finishing up some lunch with someone. I don't know if he wants to talk about that, but, you know, we pushed it back a little bit, so we're just having a little trouble getting a hold of him. So hopefully we will make that happen here. Again, go out and check out Faith Restored by J.P. Flame of the Junkies. The foreword by Joe Theismann. It's at faithrestoredbook.com. Faithrestoredbook.com. Ticketmaster.com is how you can order it, and he'll give you all the details and give you the background. What's that, Max? Sorry. You're dialing what? I didn't hear you.
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My hearing is really bad, man. Even with these big old earmuffs over my ear, I'm still struggling sometimes. I hear everybody talk. I just can't make out what the hell they're saying. I can't process it. It's weird. Getting old sucks, man. Like, you get up way too much overnight, right? Everything hurts, sore, tight. Everything's tingling. Ah, just sucks. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. My parents used to always tell me, wait till you get old. I feel like, you know, from the parents' side of heaven, they're like shaking their finger at me. We told you. We told you. Except what they didn't tell me is that all day long you feel like crap. Right? Just getting out of the car is hard sometimes. I mean, it's, you know, driving around this Audi as a replacement rental car for the car that was hijacked from the parking garage here 1 week ago. We're inching closer to the 1 week anniversary. I was driven out of the garage at 3:04 last Friday afternoon. Very excited to celebrate that 1 week anniversary, and to have my car, like, probably again perusing around in the Black Sea. All right, we'll push it off. The good news is we have nothing but time here. You know, Max, I mean, like, they give us this 3-hour canvas to paint every day, and I can paint a lot of things.
We can do whatever we want with this.
I mean, kind of. I'm not a Picasso. I don't think you are, but, like, I can throw some paint and
you're
see
Picasso.
If it won't splatter.
You're a Picasso in a way.
How?
Abstract. Up to interpretation.
Okay. All right.
Though I think you're very explicit in some ways.
Yeah. I think I've become a little more abstract as I've gone along. Like, I think I used to be much more black and white, like much more just, this is the way it is. This is the only way it can be. I don't see any other way to interpret this. Now I see everybody's side of the story.
There's far too much gray.
Yeah. But sometimes, sometimes if you're in less absolute, you are more likable. And what I mean by that is if I came on today and said, oh, what are the Commanders doing? They only got a 6th-round pick for Brian Robinson. This sucks. If I came on and did that,
I'll see you all at 4:00. I knew where you were going. I just had to say it.
I wasn't going there.
Yeah, sure you were. Sure you were.
No. Just in case he's listening, just for the record, Mad Max.
I'm pointing the finger.
Mad Max was the guy just threw Linnell Willingham under the bus. I may have been thinking that, but I did not present that.
There's a reason you presented it that way. You wanted that to come to our minds. This is why you've been a professional for 30 plus years. You know what you're doing, and I know what you're doing, and so does he.
All right.
I win.
You got me.
I win again.
You got me. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I don't know what his reaction is going
to
be.
I don't know either. Tune in 4 to 7 to find out.
I can't remember from earlier this. I can't remember what I did like an hour ago. But I can't remember what
you were hunting down crab cakes an hour ago.
I came up empty.
Oh,
I came up empty.
I'm so sorry.
I was told one was coming. Did you get one?
No. I have my bagel. I'm good.
Oh, because you were standing in line.
Well, I said hi to you.
Redskin Drew was out there. I thought you guys were lining up for food.
I was saying hey to you, getting you ready to go for the show.
Oh, I thought you were waiting for food.
I think
and
JP
that's why
did
I
too.
Said you get your food because I'll, you know. No, I didn't get it. I do have some crab cakes in the freezer, though.
Ooh.
I might dust those off tonight.
That might be a worthwhile investment.
I might dust those off tonight. I got them. Yeah. I mean, I guess frozen crab cakes are not like as good as fresh crab cakes, but
no.
I mean,
but I've had a good frozen crab cake, and like they got the ones that are small, so you can parse them out. You can get those nice and crispy. Get the oil going. If all the aromatics, it really starts to. I don't want to say stink up the kitchen because that implies a bad smell. I enjoy the smell of crab cakes. So,
what do you think about frozen crab cakes and pierogies?
An interesting combo for sure.
What do you think about frozen crab cakes and what are those things? Dumplings. Frozen dumplings.
Like pot stickers?
Yeah.
They're all good. They're all good with me.
Yeah.
I love me some appetizers.
Okay. Maybe that...
That might be a good dinner.
Maybe that at 8 o'clock tonight...
There you go.
When the Nationals are already down 6-0 to the Phillies, when Kyle Schwarber's already hit a grand slam, and when SmackDown's about to hit the Friday night airwaves, and I'm about to smack my ass down on the couch and fall asleep, there you go. That could be Friday night dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, how about them apples?
That's pretty good.
All right. This is what we talk about when JP Flame is running late.
This is how you celebrate the 1 week anniversary of having your car stolen.
That is true. That's a good point. I said I was eagerly anticipating the 1 week anniversary, and you just hit one out of the park. I appreciate that. So you want the story now?
We got time. Let's hear it.
Nobody cares about Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson.
I want to know about your vehicle. McCaffrey. That's because we've been talking about that for weeks. Right. We haven't talked about this nearly enough.
So as mentioned, 3:04 yesterday, last Friday afternoon.
It was 3:04.
3:04 exactly.
All right.
We were playing the Bill interview.
Okay? Yes.
But
we were here.
You were here. My car was. Not here. It was driven out of the lovely parking garage that we have parking attendants that work there and no video cameras and parking attendants that watch TV instead of watching the cars.
So glad I had an alibi for that.
Yes. But anyway, yes, I can confirm based on the surveillance video, it was not you. I don't know who it was, but I can confirm that it was not you, Mad Max.
I'm very glad we confirmed that.
So anyway, as we approach the 1 week anniversary,
rapidly, by the way.
Yes, rapidly. When tick 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 tick. So last night I get home, and there's a piece of mail, and it's from Seat Pleasant, Maryland Police.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is weird. I thought maybe they found my car.
No.
Chopped up in a million pieces.
No.
Instead.
They found it.
They found my car.
It was going 120 through a red light,
on their stupid digital cameras.
Yeah.
On Central Avenue, going eastbound, going 60 in a 30.
Pretty good.
Now, I only got ticketed for $40 and no points, no violations.
Hey, that's not bad.
For a car that I was not driving, that was stolen. I mean, of course, we don't put like radar detectors. We got radar detectors in the cameras. We've got cameras to make money, but we don't have any way to get the car. My car was stolen. My laptop was stolen. My kids' clothes were stolen. My clothes were stolen. My earbuds were stolen.
Your press passes were stolen.
My press passes were stolen, for crying out. My peanuts were stolen.
That's the worst part of this all.
My peanuts are gone. They're in somebody else's pocket.
If there's one thing you don't do, you don't touch another man's nuts.
And yet, I got ticketed. And what did that mean? I had to make 16 phone calls last
16?
Night and this morning. Maybe not 16, but about 8.
Sure. That's half, a lot of phone calls.
I mean, I had to call Seat Pleasant Police. I had to call Prince George's County. I had to call the D.C. police to get to the officer that actually filed the report. I had to get to my insurance agent. I had to get to district court. I had to
You had to call all of them yourself?
Yes, because on the back of the citation, it says, if your vehicle is stolen, which it was, you must prove this, and here's how you must prove this. You must appear in district court and sign over some sort of document or whatever that shows that it was stolen or whatever. So I'm trying to say, look, I'm already majorly inconvenienced here. The last place on earth I want to be
is district court
at 9 a.m. on a Friday with a bunch of local yokels in unpleasant court because my car was stolen and the Dukes of Hazzard guy that stole my car was driving 60 in a 30.
Them Duke boys are at it again.
Boss Hog. Rasco Pico Train. Yeah, so the last place I want to be is there. So here's where I'm at. I believe the latest I have is I have to wait another week for the car to be officially declared Gonski, which it's gone. There's no chance. That will be my lasting image. 6:48 on Friday night on Central Avenue. Oh, by the way, a source, I can't say the source because I'm a good reporter.
Mm-hmm.
A source told me that after speeding, they went to McDonald's.
How the hell? We'll discuss later. But that's, man. So it was.
I hope they got a good Big Mac or something like that.
You would hope, but hey, who knows? Karma, what goes around comes around. So it was probably a bad Big Mac. But so you and I were looking over security footage. Right.
You were very kind to help. Yes.
And it was, so Grant and Danny Boys came down and we kind of chatted. They went to the game. They invited you to the game to, decompress a little bit. But of course, obviously you were in no mood or place to be doing that. So around the time that we were all walking out of the studio, or this building rather, they were flying through Seat Pleasant, Maryland, basically.
Basically.
And going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I wonder if Grimace said hello to them. I don't know. JP Flame is going to join us next. Of course, I got his text and I didn't see it for about 8 or 9 minutes. So now
that'll happen.
Exactly. So we're going to take the time out. Can we scrap the trending alert?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Nobody's counting. Just don't look over here. JP Flame of the Junkies next on Faith Restored.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, before we get to JP of the Junks, all of our football talk here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Yeah, that's right. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. How do you like them apples? Mm-hmm. All right, joining us now, you hear him Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, right here on the Team 980. Of course, 106.7 The Fan, Monumental Sports Network down in Richmond and everywhere in between, on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, all of that stuff. And now, his new book is available for order. It's called Faith Restored, The Story of the Turnaround of the Washington Commanders by John Paul Flame, JP of the Junkies, forward by Joe Theismann, and it's available now at faithrestoredbook.com. That's faithrestoredbook.com, and JP joins us now to talk about the genesis of this project. JP, thank you for making time. Congratulations, of course, and always great to have you on, sir.
No, man, I always love talking to you, and you know, you helped me with the book. The book is about kind of the comeback of the team, the fans coming back to the team and the team getting good again and faith being restored in the team. And, you know, you were outside the winning locker room and you interviewed Josh Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how quickly he turned this moribund franchise around, Chris.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. And you're right. I mean, when you mentioned that to me a couple of months ago, when we talked about the book and all that, you know, that was Ben Standing and myself just sitting there amongst Kevin Durant, amongst other Washington dignitaries, Jeffrey Wright, right, who I didn't even know at the time, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And I'm just waiting for Josh Harris to just pop free just to congratulate him. And then a couple of seconds later, we're actually, you know, interviewing him, which was awesome because that was the highlight moment of a series of highlights. So let's start with why you chose to do this. And I know it got pitched to you, and I know obviously it was a magical season, but was there doubt, I guess, from you, not that you wanted to do it, but that there was the appetite to do a book on faith being restored in one season, I guess?
That's a good point. And I already saw some people on social media that are kind of making that point that it's one season. And forget about the field. Think about the organization itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when Josh Harris takes over, we have that party at the bullpen.
Right.
And thousands of people are there for that burgundy and sold party. Cakes is leading. I can't say the word.
Yes.
Blank Dan Snyder chants. And it was just an amazing atmosphere.
That was
the
great.
The fans all of a sudden are revitalized just simply because the previous guy is gone. And if you want to be cynical about what happens on the field and it's only been 1 year, that's fair. But I'll point to those NFLPA report cards. And I know that may be silly, but the NFLPA puts out a report card every year on how an organization does with everything from facilities to families, whether they have daycares set up at games, how the team travels. Well, during Dan Snyder's last 2 years, the Washington Redskins were dead last.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Harris famously said, "I'm not an F-minus guy." I think last year they finished 11th. It's a turnaround in every facet of the organization, whether it's at the stadium, And the stadium's not great. That's why they're building a new stadium. But this guy, the previous guy wanted to get him to RFK. This guy is doing it, right? But I went to the game on Monday night. I get out of the elevator. There's a DJ right there. Like, there are little touches that they have added that are beyond what's happening on the field. And, of course, on the field, they got a game-changing quarterback.
How much does common sense and just then winning equal out to be faith being restored? Meaning, of course, people have to actually push the right buttons. You just mentioned Jaden, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Josh Harris, more than Josh Harris on the ownership side. But I guess common sense, I thought, was always lacking from Bruce and Dan and all the other minions. And then, again, obviously the big one was winning. So how much did that equal out in your mind to faith being restored? Could they have restored faith at 7 wins last year?
I think that would be tough. Look, I think I like to say the book is in 3 acts. They're the glory years. You didn't grow up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I just had lunch with EB's mom, who's 89 years old.
Oh, man.
Almost 89 mm-hmm. years old. Okay, that's why I was a little delayed. It took a little while.
It's okay.
It took a little while. But I grew up across the street from EB, and his father was a pastor. After church, they would sit down and as a family, and the Redskins game was central to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was for so many families in this D.C. area. And they were used to winning 3 Super Bowls, 4 Super Bowl appearances with Joe Gibbs. And that all went away with Dan Snyder, right? It was a slow burn, but over the course of time, they became a laughingstock. They went from a franchise that used to have a season ticket waiting list and a sellout streak to a team that a couple seasons ago has their home opener that has thousands of empty seats.
Yeah.
And so the faith is being restored in that once that guy was gone, that was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then winning takes it to another level. Winning, you know this from doing a radio show. It's intoxicating.
Yeah.
You know, people for many years, and I'm sure they say the same thing about you, would say, oh, you junkies, you just thrive on negativity. You love it when this team loses.
Yeah.
Couldn't be further from the case.
Right.
You make the best of it. You know how to do radio. You make the best of that situation. But it's so much more fun to ride a winning wave.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What were some of the challenges that you had to overcome to do? I mean, I heard, obviously, you talking about it on your show this morning, which everybody should go and check out, of course, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. But as always, it's all archived and podcasted on the Odyssey app, and you can listen to every segment, every interview, every hour, every day. So I know some of them, but, like, just for the audience, like, when you go to write a book, right, you have to get people to talk to you on the record, but also there's, like, legal things and there's issues that have to be overcome. What were some of the roadblocks, I guess, that you had to navigate through?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. The PR staff from the Commanders, you know, Sean,
yep.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
So I don't want to complain about any roadblocks. For the most part, that wasn't the problem. My problem in life is I have this great job. I'm done at 10 o'clock. Listen to the junkies. It's great. Well, I also have 3 children.
Yeah.
And the roadblock is finding the time to do it. So I was pitched this book. The idea was presented to me. I decided to give it a go. The hard part was, when do I have the time to actually write the book? But the organization, you know, like I said, it's night and day. There's a chapter in the book called Night and Day. The previous regime, they had PR directors. They had different people. But this PR director and this staff won the award as the number one team in the entire league. That didn't happen under the previous regime. And that's just an example of what's happening. You know, when Tress Way signs his contract, they celebrate it almost like it's a kid's birthday party there. That wasn't happening in the previous regime. And, of course, you know firsthand because you worked there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they there is a different way that they treat people, period. And I always argued, and I know you guys did as well, but as you know, like you said, from the inside, where I literally used to do my radio stuff and set up shop in the front lobby of the building. So I saw a lot, okay? Just the way you treat people. Again, using common sense is one thing. That's one thing that I'm very big on. But just the way you treat people, I think definitely adds to a better churn of result, right? And if nothing else, it's just Like, you don't feel like you're walking on eggshells. And that's a big part, I think, of faith being restored, right? Is that
no doubt.
You don't have to, think that, like, I don't know, a knife is coming to your back at any moment.
And, you know, I there are so many things that are totally different. But let's take, for example, the Sean Taylor installation, which mm-hmm. was embarrassing, mm-hmm. right? And now let's look at Daryl Green's jersey being retired. It's just completely different. This organization is doing everything right. They're connecting with the old players. They're doing these presentations the right way. Whereas maybe it wasn't the owner's fault, but when they hand out the varsity jackets, when they change the team name mm-hmm. and they botch the Super Bowl date, mm-hmm. that's not happening with this regime.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. JP Flame from the Junkies with us. Go get his new book, which you can order now. It is called Faith Restored, forward by Joe Theismann, How a New Owner, Fearless Coach, and Phenom Quarterback Resurrected the Washington Commanders. Faith Book Restored. FaithRestoredBook.com. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Okay, Faith Restored.
FaithRestoredBook.com.
Yeah, sorry.
What do you think about this Brian Robinson deal?
Yeah, well, so I was going to ask you that. I mean, obviously, he's sort of part of, at least a small part of, whatever success they had last year, and now he's gone. They've made some tough decisions in turning around this franchise. I think it's a good deal. I think that they got a 2026 sixth-round pick without conditions, and next year, JP, for a guy they were going to cut in a couple of days, is great. And I think it's also good for San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, look, he clearly wasn't in their plans. They didn't like his style of running. So yep. We'll see how the new guys go. I think we're kind of sleeping on his production, especially in the first half of last season.
Yep.
But they obviously made an organizational decision to go in a different direction.
And you know, part of, again, when you have the kind of turnaround that this organization has had, you make tough decisions, right? And they're not always going to be popular. Do you go into some of the, I guess, maybe tougher decisions that they had to make, whether it be Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, maybe not Jaden Daniels, but, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, who reportedly agrees to a job with the Raiders, and then 2 days later is the Commanders' offensive coordinator. Do you talk about, I guess, the challenges of overcoming that in Faith Restored?
Well, I think I really focus on how did they change the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of intention in what they did, right? Josh Harris thought outside the box. He leans on Bob Myers and, you know, a basketball guy, and they decide to go with Adam Peters. And then they are very intentional in finding the right coach. Sure, they maybe would have liked Ben Johnson, but they end up with Dan Quinn, who a lot of people thought, including myself, seemed kind of a retread guy. You know, you basically a 500 record. Is it going to be different? But then Dan Quinn very intentionally connects with his players in a different way than mm-hmm. most coaches, and builds a culture that's going to be a culture where he emphasizes brotherhood and success. And then obviously landing the right quarterback is the biggest difference.
Do you discuss in the book at all the dilemma over the name change in Faith Restored?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. But this, you know this, this ownership group led by Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein, they want to turn the page.
Yeah.
And I know there's a portion of the fans that aren't happy with that, but I'm of the camp that that name's not changing. They want to have a winning franchise. They want to build tradition. They brought the fans back. You know, you think about that Falcons game. Tressway told me this great story, which is in the book, where, you know, he's the longest tenured member of the team,
mm-hmm.
and that he felt that the fans, for once, brought them back.
Yep.
And instead of booing them at halftime when they're trailing, they're encouraging them. That is the change, not only in the culture and the organization, but in the fan base that, of course, grew cynicism over the years and grew, you know, kind of a hopelessness and almost like it's the same old skins every year, that now there is some faith that you got the right people in place. They're going to make the right decisions, and this team has a chance.
No, it's a great point, because I remember him mentioning something similar to that after that game, because that was the guy that I think I probably first went up to in the locker room, because I was so happy, as you know, JP. I mean, they had made the playoffs a couple of times, but they had back-assed their way into the playoffs, you know, in Ron's first year, 6-9 on Sunday Night Football in the final week of the season, and they finish at 7-9 as champions. Even in 2015 into 2016, they won a division. It was a bad division, but you know, Trez has been here for 10-plus years, and like you said, and the electricity, I will say pregame. Now, I was out in the crowd pregame right until maybe a minute or two before kickoff. I don't remember a more electric atmosphere pregame than that night that you're talking about, the playoff clinching win against Atlanta on Sunday night.
No doubt. And look, I've got a lot of fan stories in the book. One person that I spoke to for the book is known for golf, Steve Sands from the Golf Channel.
Sure.
But he's a guy who was a season ticket holder dating back, you know, in his family to the Griffith Stadium years. And he told me a story about going to the Tampa playoff game on the road, which a lot of people say was 40% Commanders fans. People were singing Hail to the Redskins there. And he says after the game, they win, and his son, who's a teenager, turns to him and says, "Dad, this must have been what it was like when you were growing up." That's really what the book's about. That this was a team that was once an iconic franchise with three Super Bowls, three Lombardis, and this great tradition that ultimately was destroyed. And an entire generation never got to experience what people like myself experienced in the 80s. And now it's back.
It's called Faith Restored with J.P. Flame, John Paul Flame, I should say, the official full name. But, I mean, I'm so used to calling you J.P., sorry about that. And, of course, the foreword by Joe Theismann, which is really cool. You can check it out and more details in order at faithrestoredbook.com. Now, J.P., I know there was something that you kind of wanted to mention about just how the process is going to work. So I want you to explain it so I don't screw it up.
No, it's just to be clear, this is a pre-order. So I want people to order the book today as much as possible, obviously. I'm proud of the book. Joe Theismann, by the way, wrote an amazing foreword. Couldn't be nicer to me. I'd originally just interviewed him for the book, and I kind of felt sheepish to ask him to write the foreword, but he happily did it, and he knocked it out of the park. But kind of the business side of it, it's a pre-order because I don't know how many people are going to buy the book, and I'm going to ultimately print hopefully thousands and thousands of books, but I'm not going to order thousands and thousands of books if only 200 people buy the book. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I hope thousands and thousands are buying the book right now.
Do it. FaithRestoredBook.com. Here's the thing. I think for fans of the Commanders, you get a chance to kind of relive the season and go inside the tunnel where Chris Russell is interviewing Josh Harris. You get inside the locker room and hear some of the speeches. You get accounts from players, ex-players. There are fan stories in there. And you kind of see where this team came from, the glory years, then the destruction of the Snyder. And that's not most of the book because, look, there have been history books done. It's kind of the setup. But it's mostly reliving last season. And then through the junkies' eyes, too. There's a lot of junkies' accounts. We're kind of a representation of the fans. What it was like when this team was 7-2. What was it like when they were 7-5? There's a chapter called Let Jaden Cook, which is what EB said. When they had lost three in a row, it was like, well, how's this team going to turn it back around? And he was like, you got to put it on Jaden. Let Jaden cook. And sure enough, Jaden cooked and led him into the playoffs and won a couple of games.
No, I'm pumped up for you. I mean, I can't wait to read it myself, and I highly encourage everybody to go out right now, faithrestoredbook.com. That's faithrestoredbook.com. Pre-order it today. JP's latest, of course, Get Still Barking if you can. So awesome that you were able to put this together, and I'm sure a lot of people right in time for the football season or right as the football season is getting underway with what you just mentioned are going to be thrilled to read kind of an inside backstory, if you will, filled memoir, if you will, of an amazing last year-ish plus on the turnaround of this franchise. Congratulations, my friend.
Hey, so happy for you and your family.
Helped
me a lot. You know, you were an insider for many, many years, and you still are an insider who's at the park all the time. Talking to people like you is very, very helpful. You're in the book.
So I appreciate that.
I've got you in the book in a couple of spots.
I appreciate that. Thank
just
you.
Real quick, I got to say that I use Dennis Tuttle is my editor and publisher, and he did a fantastic job. My guy Schwartzy did the book design. Othello, who used to work at the station, helped me do the landing page. So a lot of people were involved in this book. I think people are going to like it. It's a fun book. It's a fun ride because you know what? Last season was fun.
JP, congratulations, man. So pumped up for you. Go out and get the book, faithrestoredbook.com. Get it now and help out our guy, JP. But also give yourself something good to read as the football season commences and really gets underway as the Washington Commanders are truly indeed back. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rooster.
And talk thanks for all soon. The good words and the mentions and all that good stuff. I appreciate it. That's JP from the Junkies. Of course, listen to them Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, or anytime on demand. You can check out their podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast, including the Odyssey app. You can listen to the first 2 hours of this show right there as well. Do it after the show. Do it later on tonight. Do it whenever.
Do it after the show. Give me some time.
Exactly. I mean, Mad Max is working hard. He needs to turn everything around. We're on your radio on the Team 980 and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.